Kneeling by my bed, folded hands and tilted head, I thank the Lord for my water and my bread. Thankful to be a part of God's flock of chosen sheep, waking from my slumber while the world is still asleep. Freedom loving, patriotic, deplorable bum. I reside in the States, but Scotland is where I'm from. Sometimes I feel defeated, but we will always stand tall. Fighting with my family, we go on, we go on. We may fall. Our Bibles and talk of bread and wine, indoctrinate our children, throw the world into decline. We the people need to stand firm and understand, without liberty and freedom, all we have is dirt and land. Holding the sword high, I'll stand firmly through the pain. What I have lost is what the wisdom I have gained. If you find me on my knees, it's not because I'm defeated. It was my prayer before the war, the only weapon I needed. Make. I will be your servant and the warrior whose soul you will take. And we may fall, holding the line. Yeah, we may fall, but we'll be fine. The world will see the global crimes. Oh, the veil will lift.
Good evening, family. How's everybody doing tonight? Hope you all had an absolutely good, great Friday. This is an absolutely beautiful day here. We're going to get a little bit of rain this weekend, but the temperature is going to be absolutely beautiful. Guys, we've got a great show tonight. I am looking forward to, this is like a reunion, man. I always love when Steve comes on tonight. So we got Kilted Christian, episode 573. I've called this one Patriot Transition Voice, a blast from the past. My buddy and my brother, Steve Lundgren, is going to be joining us this evening for a phenomenal conversation, and we've got a lot to talk about. Once again, Kilted Christian, episode 573, Patriot Transition Voice. Let's get to it.
We are many nations around the world, comprised of many cultures, but we stand together in a battle between good and evil. We're the seekers of wisdom, the bringers of truth, the hands of heaven, and the voices of reason. As the world tries to divide us by our differences, we only grow stronger as we are bound together as the children of God.
And I'm really not sure where to start, so much to talk about. But we'll start by bringing in my brother and Steve. Steve, how are you doing, man? It's an absolute pleasure to always get to see you and chat with you. And, man, just like old times, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me on. It was really good talking to you. What was to be a short call ended up being 2 hours. So that was pretty cool.
I always love getting to catch up too, man, because I'm, like I said, it just, we start talking. It's just instantly like old time. It's like we're on a show, even though we're on the phone. And the thing is, you are always my level head part to the show, man. Cause you know me, man, I'm a conspiracy guy. I'll run down every rabbit hole there is. And you always kept me fair and balanced. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I can see where you're coming from, but I said that we work phenomenally as a team and absolutely love getting the chat with you.
Yeah. It took, it took a lot for me not to chase those rabbit trails at first and get lost in them. You know, then I found it much easier to confirm everything before running. So. Yeah,
exactly. And you know what's sad is it's getting harder and harder to confirm. Because, I mean, almost every conspiracy that we ever talked about ended up being true. They're coming, they're playing out bit by bit by bit. And it's hard not to get sucked into these things. I tend to, you know, focus. My big rabbit holes now seem to be scriptural and stuff dealing with this eclipse. Every time we think that we have every sign and wonder that we're going to find within this eclipse, we end up finding more. And we're going to chat about that a little bit today. But so everything been going good in your life, man? Right before the show, you were talking something, you know, once again, something is going on in your area where they're doing tsunami. They call them what, operations or drills?
Drills. So yeah, they all of a sudden in the last couple of weeks, we've been getting all this preparatory talk about all these tests, runs of the sirens along the coastlines and stuff. But it's just day and day after day after day. It's just that's all they're talking about. And it's just, it doesn't seem right. I have never heard this many announcements about a drill. I think there's something up, so it would be something to watch out for. So tsunamis happen after earthquakes, especially. And, you know, Alaska is one of those areas that we get a lot of earthquakes up here, you know, 10 to 20,000 normal year in the state. So that doesn't mean like in my city where I live, I feel them. I mean, we're talking millions of miles we don't feel half of them or 90% of them. So,
yeah, exactly. And you do, I have my little, earthquake tracker that I keep on. So it gives me alerts on basically anything over a 5.0, and Alaska's like, it's hit nonstop. One thing that I came across today, which was interesting that you said that was, the earthquake prediction, organization has a warning now for a possible 6.0 or 7.0 earthquake is likely near Los Angeles between 3:29 and 3:30. So that would be either today or tomorrow is what this prediction thing is. There's so many different scare tactics. Like everyone, I have never seen more fear pushed out than I have recently. There's so many distractions. Nobody knows what way to look any longer. But nonetheless, I do pay attention to these things when they come up into my feed or they come into my phone as far as the predictions go. So I guess you guys will know if there's going to be anything over there in the Los Angeles area. But this one right here like specifically says between a 6.0 and a 7.0, Los Angeles between 3:29 and 3:30. And then, like I said, it gave my interest when you said that over there in Alaska, they're doing these drills for tsunami drills. So I'm hoping that one doesn't have to do with the other.
Right. And we just had last week on the Aleutian Chain, a 7.2 or 3 or something like that. So we do get massive earthquakes. We just had one a few years ago in Anchorage, a 7.2 that fortunately, you know, our building codes are pretty strict up here and nothing was really damaged, just some roadways, not many houses. It could have been worse. It was a lot worse. Before when we had that 8.1 in the 60s up here, it was devastating in Anchorage.
Yeah. You know, Hope asked, how can they know the time? And they can't ever judge the time. They have ideas because of like shift movements or, you know, or movements in their equipment that that tell them there's at least some movement in the area. And then they can try to predict on fault lines from where a movement or a shift is as to where it may affect. So they don't have this down to a science whatsoever. But once again, you know, I always keep my eyes on this one right here. Whenever I see, especially from, you know, the earthquake prediction, because they're pretty good at being on the mark.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot better.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, yeah, everything's getting a whole lot better. You know, so I guess we'll see.
Also, the other thing is the time in between tremors. So if the time's getting closer and closer and closer between tremors, then there's a concern for a larger quake.
Yeah. And I think Matt, here we go. Matt Mann has it down perfectly in reply to Hope's question. He said, because they're the ones that trigger them. Well,
exactly.
let's go back. Let's watch The Simpsons and see if they predicted it. they always seem...
Simpsons are in the news a lot these days of all these other predictions. It's crazy.
No, I literally sat through like a 5-minute Simpson video of 2024 predictions, and like 4 or 5 of them have already happened. You know, and we always jump back to the same question. Do they know the script because they're the ones that are creating this problem? Is it Operation Looking Glass, where they can, you know, visually see what's going on in the future through mathematics? It's interesting theories all over the place. I'll tell you, though, I didn't think twice about the Looking Glass at one point, but I've seen some pretty phenomenal things. And once the right person broke it down as to how it worked and so forth, it's pretty intriguing. And I did a show about this probably a year ago, talking about this, and had I played the video of this scientist who was part of it. And the one good thing, you know, rest assured, is that if Looking Glass is absolutely 100% legit, we got nothing to worry about right now, because they're saying that no matter what happens, no matter what they do, because part of what they did apparently was the deep state would go in and they would do calculations and they would see, you know, how things would react upon something that they did. So if things were going one way, then they would try to put something in that would change the direction as to where it was going. And apparently all math, according to this, says they lose. Exactly, Matt. It all comes to the same thing. And it literally, even the people, the scientists that were studying, they termed it as God wins. Every single one of them that said, you know, that we're talking about this mathematics, like I said, is that God wins. There's absolutely nothing that they can do to alter course. You know, it's interesting nonetheless, an interesting topic. Jeff just popped in here. Jeff, brother, how are you doing?
Struggling, man. But I had to jump in for a minute to see my longtime buddy down there in the bottom.
Oh, he's up on the top.
Miss you, Jeff.
What's going on?
You look good.
Thanks. You look better.
No, you look really good.
I'm telling you, man.
I've never seen you with glasses on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's come with part of the problem I've got going on. What are you guys up to? What are you talking about?
Talking about a little bit of everything, and I'm literally just about to jump into the conversation that you and I had earlier about my little rabbit hole dig that I did last night. Once I get into these things, I can't put them down because they always bring me from one thing to the other. So you came in at a good time. Are you ready for this, both of you guys?
I don't know how long I'll be here. My head's really, really messed up tonight. You know the story. I'm not going to get into all that. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back there and jump on. I ain't been there in a while. I miss these guys and definitely miss this young man down here. I ain't seen him in forever.
Yeah, and just so you all know, we were all you know, Jeff was with us every night on PTV. He was our moderator for a good long time. And then what we did is we opened up Zoom to all of our moderators so that whenever we would have a guest come on, because Steve, for you guys that don't know, is amazing.
And yeah.
He's like a guest scout, but he doesn't just come on with like buddies and friends, man. He's like, hey, guess who's coming on our night? Professional 3 times pennant winning, Stanley Cup, Dustin Penner. I mean, like every guest that we had was like,
wondered how he did that too. Did that ever cross your mind?
No, it did cross my mind. And I can tell you how. I'll tell you how right now. Because
I'm the guest whisperer.
He's the guest whisperer. And I mean, I'm talking like we had some pretty amazing guests come on this show that I was just like, wow. And Antonio Sabatis Jr. We had so many actors, so many like musicians, so many athletes come on. But I'll tell you how he did this, because
politicians and pastors,
I mean, you name it. But this is how he does it. Because one thing that he is really good at is he's a memorabilia collector. So he knows what memorabilia is worth something, the names, and he will literally go out, find these people, and he'll get their autographs. So he got really good and used to going out and talking to anybody in order to get this stuff done. And he's got literally just the what he has, the memorabilia of sports would just blow your mind. But he got so good at that. That it just kind of worked itself over into Patriot Transition Voice with him getting the guest, because it's basically the same thing, like talking to people that you normally wouldn't talk to, being charismatic enough to be like, yeah, I'd love to come on your show every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
And it wasn't just a once a week show, man.
It started
out once, then it went to 2 days, then went to 3 days within 3 weeks, and then it became 5 days, and then 7 days.
And that was all within a couple of weeks. Like, we literally were like, let's do one show a week. And then literally the second week, we're doing three. And then like 2 weeks later, we're like, we're just going and going every day. Even to the point where we did the election show, which lasted, my goodness, was it like a 12-hour show or something? Like, we outlasted all the news. Everybody else went to bed. Everybody gave up. And we had a show that was like about 12 hours long. And I'm not going to lie, we both walked away from that going, man, this isn't going to be a fun conversation tomorrow. And the hardest show that we ever had to come back to was the day after Trump lost that election with Biden.
Yeah. Good times, man. Good times. I sometimes miss those days. I really do.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And when you're getting up to feeling good again, come back here every single day, man. It's coming, man. God's going to heal you.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. I'm leaning. I just keep leaning on that. That's my hope. That's where my faith is. Is it testing? Yeah. Yes. The most testing thing I think I've ever been through. But you know, you gotta be one of those people. If you're going to talk about it, you gotta be about it. And I'm not going to get on here and tell you folks to have faith if I can't do it myself.
Nah, amen. Yeah. And you've kept faith. Yes. You've kept faith through all of this, man. I know that there's days where you're just like, oh man,
it's been tough, but you know, I've been rejoicing today. Today is, to me, today and the next 2 days are the greatest, most bestest, wonderful, holiest, lift your hand and praise days in all of the world's history, in my opinion.
Amen. And there's a whole,
you got to understand something. Right now, Jesus then was laying in the tomb.
Yeah.
Yep. Good Friday.
Yep.
He has already said it is finished.
It's finished. And I'll tell you, got a lot to talk about here that kind of falls into a lot of these dates too, man.
Have at it, because I don't know how long I'm going to be
on. Well, one of the things I appreciate about you, Jeff, always is you always gave God the glory first, and that's admirable in today's age.
Well, thank you. But it's not me. It's God.
See?
I'm just like everybody here, you know, and me and Duncan we're just like brothers. We have some heart-to-heart talks, and